With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's armed and dangerous. That's how authorities in Maine describe the man they're looking for in connection with two deadly shootings in Lewiston. Auburn Mayor Jason Levesque tells NBC's Today Show that people in the region will stand together to get through a horrific ordeal.
I grew up here. It's a great community. It's gone through a lot. Obviously nothing like this, but I know for a fact that we're going to actually stay, and we're going to stay strong, and we're going to obviously find the individual who did this and bring them to justice quickly, very quickly. But also we're going to circle around our friends and family, and during their time of loss, we're going to help them get through this.
The person of interest, identified as 40-year-old Robert Card, a trained firearms instructor, at least 16 people killed in the two attacks. Following a three-week deadlock, the House electing a new speaker.
We know that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will.
Now that Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson has the speaker's gavel, the House got down to business, passing a resolution in support of Israel. Former President Trump congratulating Johnson, who also spoke with President Biden.
The White House says Mr. Biden called Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to congratulate him on his election and express that he looks forward to working together to find common ground on behalf of the American people. However, a separate statement from the Biden-Harris campaign had a much less conciliatory tone. It described Johnson as a Trump lackey, one of Congress's most extreme anti-abortion politicians, and one of the most forceful election deniers in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrat Congressman Jamal Bowman pleading guilty to a misdemeanor count for pulling a fire alarm. This is lawmakers scramble to pass a funding bill before a government shutdown deadline in September. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 85 points. This is SRN News. Britain's Labour Party wants to lock up those who resist transgenderism.
Earlier this year, a poll came out that indicated a lot of young people in this country think it should be a crime for anyone to call a transgender person by anything but his or her preferred pronouns. And we all laughed. But across the pond, the British Labour Party is vowing to enact legislation that would do just that. Labour leaders say if they come to power again, they'll advance a bill to apply prison time to, quote, abuse of trans people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of alleged war crimes committed by Myanmar's military have filed a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold the generals accountable in courts outside their country. Hundreds of people have been killed in artillery bombardments and airstrikes in Chin, the only predominantly Christian state in Buddhist Myanmar. More than 2,000 houses and buildings, including about 60 churches, had been destroyed since the army took over the government. This is SRN News. Conditions have improved for those relying on the Colorado River.
A three-state plan to reduce water use should keep the river basin on stable footing for several years. The Department of the Interior is throwing its support behind a proposal by Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada. The state's plan would conserve 3 million acre-feet of water through 2026. An acre-foot is enough to supply 2 to 3 U.S. households for a year. The announcement shows how much things have changed since federal officials warned in the summer of 2022 that drastic cuts were needed to stave off a crisis in the river. Keith Peters reporting.
California's forests said to be under siege. Environmental researchers say that repeated fires, combined with serious drought and beetle infestations, are altering the Sierra Nevada, leaving trees dead and charred, and the landscape barren and blackened. More details at SRNnews.com.